Welcome to the third season of the Ashlers podcast. We are thrilled about our progress and, more importantly, grateful for your support and encouragement. We are going in strong with ever more energy and passion into the third season of our humble little initiative. That is, to show the true light of Freemasonry by being India's first and only podcast on Freemasonry. In this season, we continue to highlight papers by Indian Masons and showcase the wealth of Masonic knowledge and wisdom in India. Additionally, we will also shine some light on various other degrees beyond the craft, with a view to help Masons discover the true joy of being a Mason and expand their horizons. As a disclaimer, the thoughts and opinions expressed here are solely of the participants and do not represent any official positions, including those of any Grand Lodge or constituents thereof. Best efforts have been made to keep the conversation on the level for brethren and non-Masons alike. Hello and welcome, folks, to yet another episode of The Ashlers. This is season 3 and episode 3. Now, we are excited on this. We are excited on this new journey. It's taken us, you know, a wild turn of events. Season 1, season 2, and season 3. And we are going deep into what Masonry is all about. And there's an amazing experience that I had. And, there's a special kind of a lodge, and our very own co-host, Mr. Rinesh, our worshipful master Rinesh, he was newly installed into that lodge. It's called the Karnataka Masters Lodge, a lodge, for worshipful masters, meaning if you are a current worshipful master or a past worshipful master of a lodge, you can actually join this. However, it is open to everyone. So if you're a master mason, you can still join in. Now, the interesting experience I had and what this episode is all about is the fact that I was the only Master Mason there. And, typically when you have installation of a master, anyone who's not a master, like a past master, is asked to leave the lodge temporarily. And I was the only guy waiting outside. And there's a point when in the ceremony you are called back in, and then the worshipful master, having been installed, is sitting on the eastern chair, and the non-masters are told that he is the worshipful master of this lodge. I was the only one being center of attraction. It was interesting, thing. And until that point, I did not realize what I got myself into. So it was a unique experience nevertheless. And I would thank Rinesh for inviting me and giving me that exposure. And lo and behold, an episode is already. So with that kind of a candid, experience that I've shared, let me hand it over to Rinesh and ask him to sort of elaborate on what this lodge is all about. How does it further a Mason's journey? Because one might think that, okay, you become a worshipful master of a lodge and then what? Well, there's a lot more. Like I say, Masonry is an ocean. It depends how far, how deep you want to swim. So with that, Rinesh, over to you to expand on this.
Thank you very much, Shishir. So let me just break it down to the 3-4 points which you actually added, right? Yes, first of all, thank you very much for attending. And I think the reason why we took some time for this thing was because I think after that meeting when you and I connected, right, we both wanted to talk about this lodge. But I was kind of trying to understand, okay, what will I say? What exactly is a master's lodge? That kind of makes made me think about why am I sitting there? Why have I become a member of this lodge? What exactly has happened to this? And just for the people who are listening to me for the first time or may been following us on for what we have been doing, I am a member of a lodge called Lodge United Services. I joined almost 10 years back in that, and in 2020 is when I became a worshipful master of that lodge. I was a worshipful master of that lodge for 2 consecutive years, 2020 and 2021. So it was somewhere in that 2020 itself, where I came to know, or rather I obviously knew about this Master's Law. So I said, okay, let me try to see what exactly is this all about. That is where my journey starts. And that's when I joined it, because as Shishir mentioned, this lodge is purely made of members who are worshipful masters or past masters who have been already sat in the Eastern Chair, who have completed their tenure and then they have come and sat over here. Now, as I said, this is just like any other lodge, actually, just like any other group which we have in Freemasonry, like the way Shishir's lodge is called Lodge Star of the South, my lodge being Lodge United Services. Same way, Karnataka Master's Lodge actually has a number of its own. They are under the role of the Grand Lodge of India. My lodge's number, Karnataka Master's number, is 325, 325th lodge in the role of the Grand Lodge of India. Now, why is this lodge? Now, this is where it becomes a bit interesting. And I'll tell you where exactly it started, Shishir. I think I attended this lodge as a Master Mason somewhere in 2018 or 19. And I attended it because I was told that there is a past master here who is going to actually deliver a lecture about something which is very interesting. So I was super excited. I was like, wow, this is going to be interesting. But what is this interesting? What exactly is he going to say? So he had an elaborate talk about certain topic on a Masonic topic. He explained all of that. And I was like, whoa, this is very good. Why is it that I don't know about it? And interestingly, in that meeting, Shishir, I was the only Master Mason there. I think maybe one more person who had come to help the speaker. But there were only two Master Masons. And I was saddened because this is such an interesting piece of information shared by that brother. This should be open for all. Why is that not the case? And that's when I was told that, no, the information obviously goes, but just that everybody doesn't know. And the challenge here is, Shishir, if you notice, and I think you also asked me the same question when I said that I'm getting installed in a lodge called Karnataka Master's Lodge, which is purely comprised of master, your question to me was, can I attend? So Shishir, I would like to ask you, why did you think that? Was it because the word master was there?
You're right, Rinesh. The word master was there. So obviously the connotation hits right the spot, right? Okay, so master's lodge means you have to be a worshipful master of a lodge, right?
Exactly.
So I was wondering that, are you just calling me to join in the festive board or something, or what is it? I was not sure. But then since you were being installed, so I was like, yeah, I should, you know, be there. So I showed up anyways, not expecting much, but, you know, just to, you know, be supportive. But regardless of what, you know, however it went, it was a very good experience. And I would encourage any other Master Mason, like Rinesh said, reach out, find out about it, attend it for sure. So Rinesh, yeah, you were just adding more to it. Yeah? Go for it.
Exactly. And that's exactly the point, right? Because you saw the word master, you thought it is a master's lodge, and that means only masters are allowed. And that is exactly, or rather I should say, that's unfortunate that everybody actually thinks like that, because that means that information is not gone to everyone. And which is completely normal, you know why? Because not everybody is able to inform everything about what is going on. As I said, right, like the word master itself gets you a bit confused about what exactly this is, how is it and all, and that is where it kind of stops. But that's not the case. It is a lodge for the masters, but any brother, at least a Master Mason, can definitely attend. Even an entered apprentice can attend. Even a fellow craft can attend, provided the topic which is being discussed is not about the degree work which they are actually of. But ideally, they can attend. And that is exactly why, Shishir, I called you up. And that is exactly why I called certain other Master Masons also. But considering that they were not available or because of their busy schedule, they were not able to, that's fine. But the idea is, this is a lodge which is by the masters and open for others so that they all can learn. And that exactly was the idea. And I got the opportunity to become the master of this lodge in this year. So just a brief about Karnataka Master's Lodge. So as I said, Karnataka Master's Lodge is number 325. This is not the only Master's Lodge. We will definitely talk about where are the other Master's Lodge, at least in other places in our country as well. This was consecrated back in 2000, 17th of April 2000. And next year is going to be is 25 years. So I have been got that opportunity to be ready and be prepared the lodge so that it can actually usher into the 25th year with a bang or with whatever we are able to do at that time. So as like any other lodge, right? And I think we both have gone through this. Your lodge just completed 100 years. My mother lodge completed 125 years. And I've now become a part of a lodge. And I'm going to ensure that it is ready to at least usher in the 25th year. So there are a lot of things which are there. But nevertheless, this is where I became a master now.
That's interesting, man. So essentially a lodge run by masters but open to any Freemason, if I were to just summarize
for it. for them to visit. You can't become a member there. You can only become a member if you're already a master.
Got it. But they can come and visit the working, provided it is relevant to their particular degree that they are at.
Yes. So ideally, any Master Mason, anytime. No questions asked, no worries. You just tell us which lodge you are, and you said that, okay, I would like to come, and you can come. That's it.
Awesome. So let me ask you this, Rinesh. I mean, if it's just a small degree of difference over here, so do you guys meet on a monthly basis like any other craft lords, or is there some difference in your cadence as well? And also, is there any difference in the kind of working that you guys do?
Yes. Now that's the interesting part. Considering we are a master's lodge, we cannot actually bring in a new candidate inside. They only can join the lodge. So that the term might sound very simple, or rather very common for everybody, or rather very same for everyone. It's not exactly. So when a candidate wants to join us, right? When a candidate comes to Lodge Star of the South, or a candidate comes to Lodge United Services, or a candidate comes to Lodge Professionals, any of these lodges, they are a candidate. He has not joined Freemasonry. So he gets to join Freemasonry. He's initiated in the first degree, he's passed to the second degree, and then he's raised to the third degree. These are the 3 degrees, and that's the terms which you use. Whereas in a master's lodge, what happens is you actually join the lodge as a member. You already need to be a member of another lodge, of your mother lodge, wherever it is, a number of whatever, doesn't matter. But you are already a worshipful master in one of these lodges, and then you have come to this lodge to just become a subscribing member of that lodge. Now, with regards to meeting, we do not meet on a monthly basis. The interesting part about Karnataka Masters is, Karnataka Masters Lodge meets at different places of Karnataka and Goa. Because Goa being a region which is attached to Karnataka in this sense, we brought Goa and Karnataka together to call this Karnataka Masters Lodge. So what we do is, we meet only once in 3 months. So our meetings are normally, our meetings are in the month of February, May, August, and November, first Sunday. But we decide the location. So the first meeting, which happens in the month of February, is the installation meeting, and it happens at the place where the worshipful master is from, the incoming worshipful master. So in this case, you were able to attend, obviously being it in Bangalore. And since I'm from here, and my mother lodge and everything is being here, so I became the master in this in the month of February in Bangalore itself. The next meeting is going to be in a different location, the meeting after that in a different location. So that way we are kind of like called a traveling lodge. So we travel around. But that is not the case for everybody. There are other lodges which will meet at their respective locations. There are some lodges which are connected to an annual and a half yearly meeting of the region, which is the Madras Masters Lodge. So they meet a day before of those things. So everybody has their own way of handling these stuff. So my lodge, the Karnataka Masters Lodge, the next meeting is going to happen in Mangalore in the month of May, first Sunday of May. The meeting after that, we have planned it to do it in Hubli. And the last meeting is going to happen in Mysore. So that way what happens is, we have covered it. So, you know, Shishir, the interesting part of doing this is, see, as an officer, as a worshipful master, and my deacons and wardens and those guys, they all will travel. But obviously, not everybody can. But whenever it is happening near your city or in your city, we request obviously the members to come and attend their own lodge meetings, because they are from there, and the other Master Masons in that area also to attend. That way what happens is, we are spreading whatever we are talking about, whatever being discussed. We will go to all these different cities and make sure that they all know about it.
That's an interesting call out, and I'll just take this opportunity to request the brethren in, you know, Karnataka and Goa. Rinesh has already called out the dates, you know, the cadence and the cities. So if you're around there, please see if you're able to visit. It's interesting because, number one, you have all, you know, worshipful masters, past masters, so the working obviously will be quite interesting. These are essentially veterans, right? They have led a lodge. They are aware of all the charges. So it's a sight to see. I mean, I'm just drawing from my experience from, you know, my own lodge, where we have a past master's night. And I really look forward to that, because all the past masters come, you know, they take up all the offices and they do the working. And it's a charm to see these guys do these workings. It's amazing. So yeah, please don't miss that opportunity. All right. Rinesh, let me ask you another thing. Now, you're the worshipful master of this lodge and, you know, it's going to be completing 25 years. So congratulations on that. So what's the plan, man, for your lodge? What are your big lofty plans? So let's hear that.
Okay. So ideally what we normally do in Master's Lodge, at least, is we have research papers read out. So some of the worshipful masters, some of the members of them, they will actually just pick up a topic and just write something which they can understand or they would have researched about or what they understand about certain aspects of Freemasonry. Some of them have written about working tools. Some of them have written about tracing boats. Some of them have written about the perambulation which happens. And they bring that across in front of everybody. So it's kind of like a panel discussion also might happen. There are times when they just read out these things and others ask questions. So it's a very good way of exchanging information. This we are going to obviously continue. However, this year I have planned a little bit of a difference in that. So as you mentioned, right, it's a treat, right, when you see masters performing, because they come with that experience. They have done their work. They have spent so many years in that office that they've understood all of these aspects. So what we started thinking about is, why don't we teach the brethren in that city, as well as whoever wants to learn from us, about how to do that work. So this year, there are two meetings which we have planned, wherein we will be conducting a workshop on the different offices. So the next meeting, which is going to happen in Mangalore on the first Sunday of May, we are doing a deacon's workshop. So how the junior deacon has to do the ceremony of initiation, how the senior deacon has to do the ceremony of passing and raising. See, there is nothing new about it. Okay, everybody knows how they actually do. There are certain nuances which we need to remember. And those nuances, those tricks are something which we would like to bring. Because rest anyway, right? You have been a deacon, right? You know how things have to move, what needs to be done. But there are always those doubts which creeps in. Like, what if this happens? How do I stand here? How do I actually present the candidate? Or are my words right? Or I've been using this because that's the easy way out. Or whereas the book says something different. So these are some of the doubts which we would like to clarify. And this will be done under the banner of Karnataka Masters, wherein we either will perform this in front of all the Master Masons who are there, who maybe they are all incoming deacons or they're already deacons. We will either do that or we'll present them points about each of the degree work, what a deacon needs to do. Similarly, the next meeting, which we are conducting in Hubli in the month of August, first Sunday of August, we will be doing it. We will be doing a warden's workshop. So what a senior warden should be doing, what a junior warden should be doing. Again, there is nothing, something which we have created. No, nothing. Grand Lodge of India already has all the points, all the procedures which needs to be followed. We are just making sure that they are all in one place for a warden to actually go through and understand what he needs to do during the ceremony. So when it comes to initiation, what needs to be done? When it comes to passing, what needs to be done? When the worshipful master is actually calling you out, what do you say? When he's not going to, you know, these are small bits and pieces where we get like kind of flabbergasted, like, oh, he said something which I didn't understand. What do I do? So at that time, the logic obviously needs to creep in. And that's exactly what we are trying to work.
That's an interesting initiative, you know, because at the end of the day, anything and everything in masonry has a reason. There's a, you know, way to do things. And it's always, or rather I would say, it's next to impossible to just mug things up, you know, or learn things by heart. Because then you're just scratching the surface, but you don't really know the deeper meaning. And I think not getting into the deeper meaning of things, at least in masonry, is a waste of time. So you have to dig in deep and understand what is it that you're doing. Especially, you know, you brought up about me being a deacon. I was a deacon. I was a junior deacon, then a senior deacon. Mm-hmm. Now, these two offices are quite interesting. They are one of the most visible offices. You tend to, you know, everyone looks at you when you are going out and about as part of your ceremony. In such a case, for you to understand why you're doing something is really important, because then the entire ceremony tends to just click and fall into place. And then you suddenly understand, okay, this is why, you know, we do preambulation. This is how we take the candidate around and whatnot. So I think these kind of workshops is important to be held, and I'm glad you guys are doing it. So let me ask you this, Rinesh. Of course, you know about your lodge and you share the plans, but do other lodges operate in the same way, like the same kind of cadence? Or, you know, if you could maybe talk a little bit about other, you know, lodges for masters.
Sure. So I might not know about every one of them, but I do know about a couple of these lodges which like really stand out. As I said, Kerala Masters Lodge. So they are known for amazing papers which they actually bring, right? They bring superb papers. And those papers they actually bring together and publish it on a quarterly basis. I got an opportunity to at least get my hands on some of these papers, and I was like, dude, these guys are like top notch, to the extent where some of these papers have also been referred by international Freemasons, and they have expanded on that topic. And I think I might have definitely spoken about this. And Shishir, this is one of the main reasons why you and I actually thought about this podcast as well. That there is such a plethora of information, right? There are so many things which we actually know about, which we are able to share. But as I said, like, it depends upon the platform. I'm able to share this with you because you and I are talking. But what else? Where else is it going? So I came to know about this Kerala Masters Lodges journal. And in that journal, I got like superb articles. Those articles are something which you should actually look forward to, and that is what actually happens in Kerala's Masters Lodge. As I said, similarly, we have Madras Masters Lodge, we have Bhagyanagar Masters Lodge, which is in Hyderabad, we have an Andhra Masters Lodge, which is in Vishakhapatnam. So, and I think there is one lodge even in north called Chanakya. And I really love that name. You know why? Because as soon as you read it, right, you kind of start thinking, wow, why Chanakya? Come on, think about it, right? As a master, you know so many stuff. You learned it. You understand the Book of Constitution. You understand how certain workings happen and everything. And you basically are trying to bring all of that together. And that's the beauty of it. So each lodge differs, obviously. But I my personal request to you listeners, especially brethren from your area, is reach out, or rather go to the Grand Lodge of India's website and see which is the Master's Lodge in your area or near your area. Find out when they are meeting. Call up the secretary or the worshipful master and find out when is their next meeting and what are they doing, and attend that meeting. Because sometimes somebody had told me once, right? I have attended like 4 meetings till now of other lodges and all, but my one meeting in one of the Master's Lodge was equal to the 4 or 5 meetings which I have done. And that was really good. I don't know what he actually saw there, but I'm pretty sure he definitely did. Because as a Master's Lodge, right, there is also one thing, Shishir, which a Master's Lodge can do. And I don't know whether we are doing it or not, whether all the lodges are doing it or not, but they can do is they can conduct the ceremony of passing and raising, second and third degree. They can actually ask some of the lodges in the area that if you have any brethren who are waiting to be actually move on to the ladder, right, the second and the third degree, we as a Master's Lodge could definitely do that. So then what happens, just imagine, right, you have deacons from different places, you have wardens from different places, everybody gets that idea, and they all come together to do one working. So there are a lot of ideas which have come together, and we make sure that it actually fits properly so that the right working comes out. So it might be a bit different, but it will be unique. And that is something which is what I feel a Master's Lodge can actually look forward to give it to the society or to the Freemasonry society in general.
That's interesting, man. And it would be quite an experience to, you know, go through a ceremony with all past masters and, you know, existing masters sort of doing the ceremony for you. So on that note, I just want to also bring up, I mean, Dinesh has already touched upon that. I'll just add to it by saying that, guys, when a human being has gone through a certain level of experience through a certain number of years, like in this case, we're talking masonry, so I'll just pick up the point of masters, right? These are people who don't become masters in maybe 6 months or 1 year or 2 years or something. They have to go through several different offices, meaning they have got the experience and the knowledge of pretty much every other office in a lodge. And that's when a typical worshipful master, you know, is kept onto that pedestal in the East. Now, these are people who have a lot of knowledge and experience to share. And I think this initiative of having a lodge for worshipful masters is an amazing place for young Masons to sort of go visit that lodge, you know, interact and speak to these senior brethren. They're quite literally, I mean, I'm just remembering that one image that I probably have seen on social media where there is a candle which is lit and it is lighting the other smaller candles, right? So there are these people with so much experience. Go to them, go to these lodges, talk to them, interact with them. Indian masonry is rich. It is quite literally rich with wisdom. You know, the kind of articles Rinesh just mentioned. It's just one small little testament. So I would say make use of this ocean of knowledge. You will not regret it. And it will make your Masonic journey that much more interesting. And you will realize that there is, you don't know at all. You don't know anything at all. And there's so much more to learn. It makes the journey sweeter and more interesting, I would say. So with that, Rinesh, I think there was one point on the same lines of Masonic education, I think you want to bring up. You want to talk about that?
Yes, yes. Yes, I definitely want to bring that. But before that, I thought I might as well give due credit to the Master's Lodge, which I have heard about, as you asked, right? So I'm just doing this right now live. So I'm gone to the Grand Lodge of Sait and I'm just searching for Masters, right? So the first one which I found is obviously the Madras Master's Lodge, which meets in Chennai. The second one is called Bharat Mata Masters, which meets in New Delhi. Then there is a UP Masters, which meets in your town, Lucknow. Then you have Pune Past Masters, which meets in Pune. Then you have Bhojpur Past Masters, which meets in Bhopal. Buddha of Past Masters, which meets in Varanasi. Goraknath Past Masters, which meets in Gorakhpur. Kerala Masters Lodge, which meets in Cochin. Andhra Masters, which I mentioned, Vishakhapatnam. Karnataka Masters, obviously my own, which meets in Bangalore. Bhagyanagar Masters Lodge meets in Hyderabad. Nagpur Past Masters, Nagpur. Indore Past Masters, Indore. Gujarat Past Masters meets in different places of Gujarat. That's again something which is very similar to Karnataka. Then you have Sukumar D Past Masters Lodge of Bengal, which meets in Kolkata. And Chanakya Past Masters, which meets in Gurgaon. These are some of the Masters Lodge which I was able to find looking at the Grand Lodge of India site. So if you are in any of this area, do reach out to these lodges and that's going to be interesting. And Shishir, thanks to this itself, I came to know that even Gujarat does something very similar to like the way Karnataka Masters does. They meet at different locations. So something new which I learned.
Yeah, and thanks for doing that, man. I mean, that just shows how many such lodges are there. And I think all the more reason for younger, I would, you know, wholeheartedly encourage younger Freemasons to, you know, look forward to these lodges. Talk to your secretary, talk to your worship master of your lodge. I'm sure they'll be able to, you know, get you in touch.
Yes.
So yeah, back to you, Rinesh.
Yes, and with that, okay, as you were talking about the Masonic education, right, there is one interesting piece which we have been working about. I'm a member of a Madras Masonic Study Circle called Acacia. And Acacia recently has, we have basically been working on trying to get some really amazing articles written, research papers written about all these aspects, right? So one of the biggest thing which we have been working about is a Masonic symposium, and not just any. We are talking about an international Masonic symposium, which we are going to soon work upon. So this idea has already been mooted by our chairman, Right Worship Brother Bharatipur. And the blueprint is still being planned and what all things are there. And hopefully, I think before our next episode, which will be within a couple of weeks or maybe by next month itself, we should have all of those things in place and I'll definitely talk about it. But I wanted to give kind of like a small preview of what we are talking about. So Acacia, right? If you guys want, please do search for Acacia Madras Masonic Study Circle and you will find their website. If you are a Mason, please do consider joining it because we have with us amazing books, amazing papers which are available for you to read and use it to expand your knowledge or write more about that same topic. And reach out to us. If you are able to write something, right, interesting, please reach out to us. Reach out to me if you are able to because I'm a member over there. So reach out to me so that I can present your paper to them and we can actually present and talk about that paper. That would be something which, that is exactly what is called a to and fro of information happening so that you learn and I learn from you. And that's what I wanted to talk about.
Perfect. So maybe in the coming few weeks, we might get some more updates. So, you know, in our next episode, we probably might hear a little more. But I think overall, Rinesh, good and interesting information, something that unfortunately I got to know very late in my Masonic journey. But yeah, never too
it's
late.
Never too late. Yes, it's never too late, right? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So I'll look forward to the next meeting whenever it happens in Bangalore. Of course, I'll be in touch with you, so I'll have direct information from you. But if there's anybody else, Rinesh has already called out all the lodges all over India. So please do reach out. And with that, folks, we come to an end to this interesting episode. Look forward to more such information about what's more in Freemasonry.
In Freemasonry.
Because believe me, there is a lot more. It's an ocean. And we are all just at the seashore wetting our feet. So let's get deep into it. Alrighty, everyone. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Bye.
That's all, folks. We sincerely hope that you liked our episode and got a glimpse into the fascinating world of Freemasonry. If you have any queries about what we have shared on the podcast or about Freemasonry in general, please check out the show notes for links to the Grand Lodge of India's website or write us an email, which is theashlerspodcast@gmail.com.